Welcome to The Ralph Report with Ralph Garman.
Hey there, boys and girls. Welcome to The Ralph Report for a Friday. We made it through another week. You and I together pulled each other through. It is May 18th, and it's Friday, and it's so good to be with you, as always, here. Thanks for spending some time with me here on The Ralph Report. Good show today. A lot of good stuff coming up. First of all, I want to say I was supposed to talk to Brad Meltzer, super talented author and all-around good guy, Brad. We had to push that back a little bit. His schedule is crazy. He's doing a lot of promotion for a new book he's got out now called I Am Gandhi. And we'll talk about that, but it's going to be Monday. We'll have that interview for you. Meanwhile, speaking of interviews, I did have a chance to have a chat this morning with my pal Ming-Na Wen. She, of course, is Agent May on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which has its season finale tonight on ABC at 9 o'clock. We had a chance to talk about that, so that'll be coming up later in the show. Steve Ashton, our UK correspondent, of course, will be stopping by because it is Friday. And speaking of Friday, we'll take a look at all of the new movies in the theaters this weekend with the Movie Beat. First, though, thanks to everybody who got back to me regarding yesterday's rant on baby names. Man, there's a lot of names out there that are messed up. And so many of you reached out with your own stories about names you've run across. Not as good as Nova yet, but Mindy Whiteley, for example, I want to thank her for sending in this email. You can always reach me, by the way, at ralph@theralphreport.com. She sent in this message. Hi, Ralph, I'm a teacher. Oh, imagine teachers get the worst of it, right? Every year you got a new batch of crazy names. I'm a teacher, and I had to share with you some of the crazy student names I've had over the years. Last year I had a boy named Handsome. Well, that's optimistic if you're naming your baby boy Handsome. She said, I've also had Sue apostrophe Prize, pronounced Surprise. That is a name. She goes, the list goes on and on. Some of the other names she's encountered, Precious. Sure. Lovely. Now these are just adjectives. They're not even names. Princess. Legal name. Princess. That is balls. Unless you're Prince's kid, you should be named Princess. Lil Jason. That was a legal name. Tequila. Who names their kid Tequila? Oh, man, I love drinking, but that's taking things a little far. Tequila and then Neon. Neon was the name of a young man that Mindy taught. So thank you, Mindy, for your email. You gave me lots of laughs, and I truly appreciate that. All right, let's get the show started, shall we? Of course, every day we take a look at all the entertainment news, and today is no exception. Don't believe everything you read on the internet, says Christina Aguilera. She has been accused of leaving her show The Voice, where she is a judge, because of Gwen Stefani. Apparently there was a little butting of heads there. Two giant female artists, maybe some ego issues going on. But she says that's not the case at all. She said she did not leave because Gwen's romance with Blake Shelton was dominating the show and she was getting all the attention. No. She said, it never had anything to do with any one person at all. I actually think it's really cute Blake and Gwen found love in that chaotic environment. No, she said she left The Voice after six seasons because she came to see the show as a hamster wheel. In her words, it wasn't a comfortable place for me to be, where I'm just part of a money-making machine. When I stop believing in something, then it's like, what am I doing here? What was it before? If it's a money-making machine now, what did you think it was before? You think you're actually discovering real talent on The Voice? Has anyone ever busted out of The Voice and become a star? I can't think of anyone that got their start. I mean, obviously there's winners, but do they go on to big careers? I mean, there's no Carrie Underwood or Kelly Clarkson or anybody out of The Voice, right? Anyway, she's... I don't buy it. I don't buy it for a second. After six seasons, it's just dawning on you that you're part of a money-making machine? That's what television is. Hell, that's what show business is. I think her denial is just one big confirmation that she actually did leave because of Gwen Stefani. More music news, and this is kind of tragic. There's a brand new documentary about Whitney Houston that premiered yesterday at the Cannes Film Festival, and a bombshell was dropped in that documentary via the news that Whitney Houston was molested as a child by a relative, D.D. Warwick, the sister of Dionne Warwick, molested her at a young age, and this has been confirmed by her longtime assistant, saying that Whitney confided in her as much, as well as Whitney's brother, Gary Garland Houston, said he was also molested between the ages of 7 and 9 by the same family member, and he said his sister was as well. So, you know, this kind of explains her troubled life when you think about it. If she was carrying around all that shame and guilt and trauma, if she didn't deal with it, you know, people start to self-medicate, there's drug abuse, and this is not an uncommon story. So, tragic when you think about it. This woman, D.D. Warwick, who was 18 years older than Whitney, by the way, died in 2008. Sad stuff. Meanwhile, Steven Spielberg is talking about working with Leonardo DiCaprio again. You know, of course, they worked together in 2002's Catch Me If You Can. Love that movie. Tom Hanks also in that. Steven and Leonardo getting together in early talks to work on a movie about Ulysses S. Grant. That may sound a little dry, but everything I know about Ulysses S. Grant says he was one of the most colorful men in American history, both personally and professionally. There's a lot of good stuff in that story. But just early talks, Steven Spielberg, his plate is so full. I imagine he can get around to this anytime soon. He's already working on that superhero movie, Black Hawk, with DC Comics. He's got the fifth Indiana Jones movie he's working on. He's going to do West Side Story, again, as a big budget, big screen musical. So I don't know when they'll get around to making that movie. But for the guy who did Lincoln, did a hell of a job with it. Grant seems like it's right in his wheelhouse. And while we're talking movies, it looks like there is a director and a production start date already being looked at for the next Star Wars standalone movie, Obi-Wan, a Star Wars story. That's right, they're going to do a film featuring Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now, word is that this will not be an origin story like Solo, but will be a direct prequel to the original Star Wars film, A New Hope. So this is going to be set on Tatooine, and we'll pick up with Obi-Wan living in exile and watching over a young Luke Skywalker. And he's dealing with tensions between the sand people and the local Tatooine farmers. And then Obi-Wan gets involved. So this is the first time we'll see Obi-Wan since Star Wars Episode III, Revenge of the Sith. And there's every reason to believe, according to sources, that Ewan McGregor, who played Obi-Wan in that film, will return to the role as well. And it seems like, why not? I mean, you've already established him. And he was great. He was the best part of those prequels, in my opinion. So I think that could be really cool. Although Obi-Wan sort of keeping an eye on young Luke Skywalker from a distance, there's a creepy stalker vibe in there for me. This is not the pervert you're looking for. And while we're talking Star Wars movies, it has been confirmed by the writer of Solo, Jonathan Kasdan, that Lando Calrissian is in fact pansexual. For those of you who were wondering who Lando Calrissian bones, apparently it's everyone. He has a girlfriend in this new Solo film that is a droid, so apparently he'll have sex with a droid, aliens, men, women, you name it, and Lando will just crack a can of Colt 45 and just bring it on, whatever it takes. Well, I guess you would have to be pansexual in the Star Wars universe, right? You got so many creatures there at that cantina alone. You have a couple blue milks or whatever, you get a little horny. You're going home with a squid face. I mean, let's face it. You don't know whether it's male or female, whatever. Just bring it on.
My friend likes you. I like you too.
End up having a three-way with that pig-faced guy. All right, let's take a look and see who was born on this day. May 18th, all these stars were born. Robert Morse, legendary Broadway talent, probably best known for his work, however, in Mad Men. He is 87 years old today. Mark Mothersbaugh from Devo, of course, 68 years old. Tina Fey. Another Philadelphian, by the way. I always like to point that out. My hometown. From 30 Rock, Saturday Night Live, of course. She is 48 years old today. And Jack Johnson, Mr. Bubbly Toes himself, celebrates his 43rd birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat. There are many reasons to look forward to Friday, not just because it's the beginning of the weekend and the end of your work or school week, but because we get another check-in from my man there in the UK, Mr. Steve Ashton. And as you know, the best way to kick off the weekend is by hearing from our friend across the ocean, Mr. Steve Ashton. Hey, Steve.
Oh, hey, Ralph, the man who men want to be, women want to be with, and Dennis the Menace want to behave.
What's going on?
Well, now, he rose to fame as the boy who lived in the Harry Potter films, and Daniel Radcliffe proved that he was poles apart from his squeaky clean wizard alter ego when he was spotted shooting scenes for his new film, Guns Akimbo, in Auckland, New Zealand, last week. The British actor, who is now 28, can you believe that? How old does that make you feel?
About 100.
Yeah, exactly. So, but he took to the streets in just a pair of boxer shorts and a dressing gown, wielding two pistols during a shootout with a police officer. And apparently, do you know what? I shouted at him once.
What?
Daniel Radcliffe, yeah. I was checking into a hotel in Cheltenham. This is obviously years ago. And they must have been filming. I think they filmed some of the Hogwarts scenes in Cheltenham. And I was checking into a hotel there. And there were these two kids messing around at the reception desk. And I said, in what can only be described as perhaps Elton John-esque, "Stop fucking about." And they turned around and went. It was him and Rupert Grinch.
Oh, anyway, wow.
So the flick follows Radcliffe as Miles, an office worker who's fighting to save his kidnapped girlfriend. He finds himself thrust into a terrifying social media craze, which sees strangers battle against each other to the death for entertainment on a live online audience. Are you a fan of Daniel Radcliffe, Ralph?
I am. I think he's a very interesting young actor.
Okay.
I'm guessing you don't share the sentiment.
I think he's fucking terrible. I think he's got no talent whatsoever. He only gets movie gigs because of Harry Potter. The only one, same as Emma Watson, she's fucking terrible as well. The only one of those three, in my view, who had any talent was Rupert the Grinch, right?
And I believe it's Rupert Grint.
Well, whatever his name is, the ginger one. But I genuinely think he's a good actor. And I'm not saying that because he used to come and watch me in shows that I did.
Oh, how did that work?
That's true. He's from a place called Stevenage in the UK, and I used to do shows at a theatre called Gordon Craig in Stevenage. He was particularly appreciative of my Baron Hardup that I played in Cinderella.
Baron Hardup?
Yeah. It's not a commonly known character, and it's certainly not in the Disney movies, but in pantomime, he's very, very big. But also James Corden. James Corden's in the news. Hey!
He's also very, very big.
Yeah. Yes, he's set to attend the royal wedding as well between Prince Harry and Meghan Markle tomorrow, as well as two receptions that are slated for later on in the day. The 39-year-old walking Crisco commercial received the coveted invites to St. George's Chapel for the wedding and the receptions at Windsor Castle and Frogmore House. The Late Late Show host appeared apparently in January on the CBS This Morning show and cast doubt as to whether he would be one of the guests who were slated to watch the prince and the actress exchange their vows. He said, "I didn't think I'd be there. I just want to go to the bachelor party. That's all I'm interested in," said Harry, with Harry. "The wedding, sure. He's going to have a hell of a bachelor party, though. That's what I'm looking forward to." Twat. He said that the wedding buzz in the United States was louder than it was in his native England. He said, "I think inherently as British people, we don't quite get as excited about anything as America does, and to our detriment many times." And then the pandering cunt went on to say, "Don't lose the very thing that makes a genuinely America great. Forget America great again. America great is a boundless, joyful enthusiasm that anything is possible." Fuck me. He's going to be even more of an insufferable cunt after this. You know what? He's going to try and get the Spice Girls to sing. First of all, you know he's going to do that.
Yes.
But just imagine if there was some kind of, I don't know, a chemical attack or any structural inefficiencies at the venue. Just think about it, Ralph. Corden, Spice Girls, and the Royals. Oh, God, I've got to go now, Ralph. I'm afraid I've just let myself down.
Oh, no.
In my trousers.
Goodbye, Steve. And, of course, Friday means new movies in theaters everywhere. So here at The Ralph Report, we like to take a look at what's new in theaters on Friday, give you an idea of what you can go see over the weekend with The Movie Beat. Well, it's the movie everybody's talking about this weekend. Deadpool 2 is in theaters. The return of the Merc with the Mouth. Ryan Reynolds returns in this film. Obviously, I have a soft spot for this film. It was written by my pals, Rhett Reese and Paul Wernick, creators of the Joe Schmo Show. So I'm pulling for it. It looks great, by the way, because you got Josh Brolin coming in as Cable. And we get to see the X-Force. We get to see Deadpool putting together his super team. It looks very funny. Here's a clip from the trailer.
We're going to form a super duper fucking group.
It's time to get back on LinkedIn.
Meet Bedlam. My name's Shatterstar.
Domino, I'm Lucky.
Luck isn't a superpower.
And certainly not very cinematic.
Yes, it is.
Let's meet in the middle and say no, it isn't.
Ah, how can you go wrong? This is going to be a good time at the movies for sure. Also opening up this weekend, Book Club. This is for a specialized audience. This is for a unique audience. I have no problem with this. This is for older women. The story is about older women who are finding love and romance and sex late in life, which is a topic that doesn't get discussed very often, so I think that's fair game. But it's also cool for older women because it stars older female stars, and they don't get a lot of play anymore, these older actresses. It's hard for them in the business, so it's great to see awesome actresses like Diane Keaton, Candace Bergen, Jane Fonda, Mary Steenburgen. They're all starring in this film about a group of lifelong friends who are helping each other navigate the waters of romance late in life. Here is a scene from Book Club.
It's a first date, so put on something sexy.
Just be comfortable. That's too comfortable.
Right.
And then lastly, in theaters, I don't know who this is for. Is it for kids? I guess. But it's kind of like a crime comedy, buddy cop movie. But in this case, the buddy cops are Will Arnett and a dog that's voiced by Ludacris. The dog talks. It's like Beverly Hills Chihuahua. In fact, I think it's from the same people who brought you that turd of a movie. This is, Will Arnett as a cop. His partner is Ludacris, who is a Rottweiler. And they go undercover at a dog show to find a smuggling ring that is smuggling pandas. What the serious fuck, really, is this movie? It's called Show Dogs. And here's a little taste from the trailer.
I'm Max. I'm an undercover cop working a kidnapping case. A baby panda was stolen, and they're using a dog show as a front for animal smuggling.
Why are there dogs in this meeting?
That's what partners are for.
What is happening in this town?
Let's take these smugglers down.
Seriously? How big is Will Arnett's house payment? Do we have to take up a bake sale for this guy? What is he doing in this film? What is anyone doing in this film? What is this film doing, being a film? Show Dogs. You can blow me. Oh, man, this looks awful. So, my recommendation this weekend, anything but Show Dogs. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat. Tonight at 9 p.m. on ABC, it is the final episode of the season for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I love this show. It's one of the few shows that I make a point of watching every week, real time. I can't even wait for it on DVR. I love the show so much. And I was so happy to hear that they're coming back for another season, although it's going to get pushed back later in the scheduling. It's going to be summertime of 2019 when we see season 6 of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Great cast. I love everybody on this show, but no one more than my pal Ming-Na Wen, who plays Agent Melinda May on the show. And she was very kind to hop on the phone with me and have a little conversation today about tonight's episode. So here is my chat with the lovely Ming-Na Wen. She is our favorite agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. by far, Agent May. Ming-Na Wen, how are you, my love?
Hi, Ralph. Are you hitting the sauce again? What was that? Were you about to say Asian May?
Not at all. How dare you, madam? I was going to cut that all out. It was going to sound so smooth on my podcast, and now you've called me out. No, I'm just overwhelmed with emotion because we're talking for the first time in a long time, and it's so good to hear from you.
I know. It's good to hear from you, too.
Congratulations. You guys have been picked up for your 6th, and sadly, they're saying final season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Is that true?
That would be a negative.
It's not the final season?
No.
Oh, thank God.
Listening to all the Twitter and all the social media stuff.
You can't trust what you see on the internet. That's absolutely true.
You are right. And actually, there has been a few fans who've been questioning why I haven't done anything on my Instagram, you know, saying, hey, we're back for season 6. And I did a little something on my story, but I'm waiting for tonight for the, you know. The
All right, because who knows?
This isn't a series finale. It's just a season finale.
Okay. All right. Well, you'll be back for the sixth season. However, now let's see if I got this much right, at least. We're going to wait until summer of 2019 before we get to see you guys again. Is that true?
Yes. That I have no idea why, but, you know.
I don't either. But, I don't care. As long as we get more.
Right? I know. And, I'm sure it might be, maybe they're trying to tie in something with something. I don't know. Never know.
It is a pretty big jigsaw puzzle, the Marvel Universe. You never know where you fit in, right?
It really is. All I'm happy about is now I can officially say I'm on hiatus as opposed to, oh, I'm unemployed.
Now, will this affect the production schedule? You guys work a little bit later because you guys won't be airing until summertime?
No.
Okay. So no, you're going to be back to soon.
Yeah, we're going to start shooting again, I think, in July.
Wow, not much of a break for you.
No, usually not, but that's good because I start getting into trouble if I have too much time on my hands.
I hear that, sister. All right, let's talk about tonight's show. I know you can't say anything. It is called The End. The episode's called The End, which is disturbing, but we know that there's a lot of hard decisions that need to be made tonight regarding your buddy Phil Coulson and Talbot, who now appears to be the destroyer of worlds, but we don't know. I mean, is that all going to be resolved?
I guess you'll have to tune. I mean, when I saw the title of the script, my heart sank, though. You know, I was just like, oh, wait a minute. I don't like this title, The End.
Yeah, it's a little definitive.
Our writers are very sadistic.
And at the time you were producing the finale, you guys weren't sure whether you were coming back for another season or not, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's cruel.
Very
but listen,
cruel.
If nothing else, you guys got to kiss. You and Phil Coulson got to kiss, which is what everybody really has been waiting for years now.
How crazy is that? I know. 5 years and the Philinda fans went crazy, which was really good, you know. Clark and I giggled a lot trying to do those scenes. I predicted it, though. The first Comic-Con, when somebody asked about our relationship, I think, I said, well, maybe, you know, maybe in season 5, they'll hook up.
And you nailed it.
I did. Now I just need to pick some good lotto numbers.
And credit to the writers and the directors and the producers over there is you guys just jammed it right in the middle of a big action sequence. There wasn't a big sappy buildup or anything. It was just in the heat of the moment.
Right, right. No, it was great. I just love. And I loved, Skye's. I can't believe I just called her Skye.
Come on. It's been a while since she's been Skye.
Season 1. That's why. I just went way back really fast. You know, Daisy's reaction and Deke's reaction to it. It was hilarious. Yeah, it was seeing your parents kiss. So funny.
It was great. Great to have Adrian Pasdar back in the fold as well, by the way. He's been great this season.
Oh, I love him. Yeah.
So much fun.
He is. Were you surprised that he turned so evil?
Absolutely. I figured here's his chance for redemption. They're going to rescue him, and he's going to become a new member of the team. And things went south pretty quick.
I know. You know, with too much power comes what?
Great responsibility?
Stupidity? Yeah. Okay.
Can you tell at least this much? Does everyone survive tonight? Do we know that much? Can you tell us, of everyone, all the characters, does everyone survive?
Or do we go in the way of Infinity Wars, you mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We're picking up any spoilers for people who haven't seen the movie.
Because Thanos is around. We've seen the stuff on the news in the background. You guys are plugged in.
Yeah, and Thanos was mentioned, too. So I don't know.
Oh.
I wish I could help you out there, Ralph.
You're so cruel. Listen, I know you're busy, and I don't want to keep you for too long. But I want to ask you, now that you've got your fifth and then sixth season underway, you've been on series before, you know, most famously ER and Eureka. You've done a ton of television. Is this character the most satisfying for you?
Most satisfying? It is definitely my most beloved character that I've ever portrayed.
Interesting response.
Well, you know, being an actor, we like to ham it up. With Agent May, it's completely the opposite. You know, any inkling of emotions I show, even a smile, you know, it tends to be knocked down and they're like, okay, now do it more like May, which means I have to hold all of her emotions in and not let it out. And so I don't know, maybe in season six, she, you know, since she's finally gotten the kiss from Phil Coulson, she kind of softens up a little bit. I don't know. I don't think anybody wants to see her soften up, though.
No, we need her. We need her as a hard ass.
Right. That's why I answered it that way.
I never dawned on me, but I guess that's true. In this role, you do have to play everything so close to the vest. You don't really get to emote very much on this show for yourself.
No, I get so jealous of Gemma.
You want a big crying scene. You can break down.
Oh, she gets to cry again.
I have a question from one of my listeners. I teased the fact that I was going to be talking to you today, and one of my listeners sent in a question, and I hope you don't mind talking about Mulan at all, do you?
No, but I love when you tease, Rob.
Oh, stop it. Eric Nieto. I do miss you desperately. Eric Nieto sent this in. He said, I'm a huge fan of the animated Mulan film. Ming-Na's voice acting was awesome. I was wondering if she's been approached about any role in the upcoming Mulan live action film.
Yeah, I wish I could answer that.
Oh, my God, you're useless today.
I am. I'm so sorry. You can't ask me these questions. Like, you know, I mean, Disney and Marvel and all these people, my life is on the line. My firstborn is on the line. I just can't. Right. Yeah.
Can you answer this? Is it true? I've heard a rumor that you reprise your voice acting performance as Mulan in the upcoming Wreck-It Ralph sequel.
Yes. Is it reprise or reprise? Reprise? Or is it both? Tomato, tomato?
I believe it is either. Yeah, I say reprise.
Wow. I think it sounds more sophisticated that way. Yes, I can answer that question. There's a really adorable princess kind of girl bonding scene, I think, in Wreck-It Ralph 2. And Mulan does make an appearance. And I love Wreck-It Ralph.
Yes,
only because, great. You know, it's named after you.
Of course. They stole my name. They stole my bit.
How cool is that?
I need a couple bucks from Disney. Don't we all? I am so happy to hear your voice again. And more importantly, I'm so happy that we get more Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. next year. It really is one of the best, not just superhero shows, but best dramas on television, in the sense that when I'm watching the show, and I see, we'll be back in a minute, when Clark Gregg says that at the end, I feel like about 15 minutes have gone by. That show is just so jam-packed with great stuff. It feels like it just goes by in a heartbeat.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm always impressed with how they're able to take such complicated storylines. I mean, this past year, we were all confused. You know, the writers had to, they were, okay, we have a diagram. You know, when it came to, like, the time travel stuff.
Yeah, how frustrating that must be for an actor, not knowing what time period you're living in and acting in.
Where's that diagram? Where are we?
I can imagine it's like one of those scenes in the mystery movies where there's just a lot of red yarn going from point to point and picture to picture to try to keep everything straight.
You know, and I'm at an age where I don't really mind appearing stupid. If I don't understand something, I will ask. So I was so happy to find out that I wasn't the only one that will actually watch our own show when it's all completely edited and put together with the music. And there are moments when I actually go, oh, that's what that meant.
You're saying words without even knowing what you're talking about.
I'm like, oh, that's, oh, okay, now I get it.
See, and they say actors are dim, but no, I say they're sharp.
I'm just glad our writers are super smart. Yeah.
It does seem like a million years ago since you guys were living in the future on the Lighthouse. This whole story arc has taken so many turns. You're absolutely right. It's a brand new story now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can't even imagine where they're going to take us for season six. So, you know, especially with all the craziness that's going on with the rest of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm very curious, you know, what they're going to come up with. I think we're going to need more diagrams, that's for sure.
Are you a full-blown nerd now? Do you buy into the whole Marvel thing? Are you watching all the movies and following along?
Oh, yeah. I can't wait for Ant-Man and Wasp to come out. I love the first one so much. And I love Paul Rudd. And so it's going to be really exciting to have that movie. Yeah, every movie that comes out, it astounds me. I love it.
I don't want to, be presumptuous, but it would seem to me that if and when this series ever does end, and I'm hoping it never does, but there could be feature films in the future for this franchise as well. That would be awesome.
Wouldn't that be nice? If they're really seriously talking about Black Widow because she is S.H.I.E.L.D., I think Agent May should be out there helping her out.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to make that happen.
Okay.
Listen, I know you're busy. I know you got other people to talk to. I can't tell you how much it means to me that you came on the Ralph Report to help me out. You're a lovely, lovely person.
Well, I love you, Ralph, and it's always great to talk to you anytime you need, you need to chit chat. We could talk about other things too, like what you're wearing.
Wow, you're really saucy on hiatus, aren't you? You get a little sleep and you're a whole different person.
I think that's just my natural state.
All right. Thank you so much, my love. And yes, let's do this again sometime soon.
Okay. Bye, Ralph.
Bye. Man, you can hear my crush on her in my voice when I talk to her. I just adore her. So thanks to Ming-Na Wen for hopping on with me and talking about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. That's it for today. Again, as always, thank you so much for spending your time with me. I'm looking forward to talking to you on Monday. But for some of you, the 3- and 4-star generals, if you want to talk to me also on Sunday, I'll be around doing our live stream video event Sunday. That is noon Pacific time. You'll have to figure out what time that is in your part of the world. But for all the 3- and 4-star generals, you'll be able to see me there on the video live. Ask me questions. We'll have a chat. My wife will be there. My kid's going to stop by. Reggie the Wonder Dog. We're going to have a party. So I hope to see many of you on Sunday. For the rest of you, Monday, I'll meet you right back here with a brand new Ralph Report. Have a great weekend. Be safe out there. Why? Because I love you and I mean it. Bye.